This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Chinese health officials reported Monday the number of confirmed cases from a coronavirus outbreak has surpassed 70,000, with the death toll rising to nearly 1,800. About 11,000 of those infected have already recovered. China's Hubei province, the epicenter of the outbreak, reported on Monday 100 more deaths from the virus. Meanwhile, more healthcare workers arrived in the area to help medical personnel who've been under intense pressure since the first cases were discovered in late December. Chinese state media say China has proposed postponing its annual meetings in March of the National Legislature and top political advisory body, pending a final decision on next Monday. Meanwhile, Cambodia has allowed a cruise ship to dock, but a woman on board has tested positive for the virus. Charles de Ledesma has more.
The feel-good story of how Cambodia allowed a cruise ship to dock after it was turned away elsewhere in Asia for fear of spreading the deadly virus has taken an unfortunate turn after a passenger released from the ship tested positive for the virus. News that an 83-year-old American woman who was on the ship and flew from Cambodia to Malaysia was found to be carrying the virus has frozen further movement of the passengers and crew of the MS Westerdam. Some are now in hotels in Cambodia's capital Phnom Penh, while others are still aboard the ship. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Voters in the western U.S. state of Nevada have begun early voting and the Democratic Party contest for presidential nomination. The process is meant to pick a candidate to oppose Republican President Donald Trump in November's national election. This is the first time such early voting has been allowed in Nevada. On Sunday, some voters waited up to 90 minutes to make their selections among a crowded field of candidates. Early voting runs through Tuesday. You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. We've got an app you can download. You're listening to VOA News. A suicide blast on Monday ripped through a crowd in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 8 people and injuring around 20 others. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the deadly attack in Quetta, which is the capital of Baluchistan province. The largest Pakistani province has for years experienced a low-level Baloch separatist insurgency. Militants linked to banned terrorist groups, including Islamic State, are also active there. The Syrian army said on Monday it's taken full control of dozens of towns in Aleppo's northwestern countryside, and it would press on with its campaign to wipe out militant groups wherever they are found. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
An army spokesman announces Syrian forces have regained control of dozens of villages and towns in Aleppo province. Yet another advance the day after a huge strategic gain for President Bashar al-Assad on Sunday, when his forces drove insurgents from the highway linking Aleppo to Damascus, reopening the route between Syria's two largest cities for the first time in years. But the cost has been vast. The fight since the start of the year, backed by Russian airstrikes, to regain the last parts of the Aleppo countryside and Idlib province, has driven hundreds of thousands of Syrian civilians towards the border, in the biggest single displacement of the 9-year-old civil war.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Angola's president on Monday in Luanda, with talks focusing on strengthening economic ties and supporting Angolans in their fight against corruption. At a joint news conference, Angola's foreign minister said he wants to believe Pompeo's presence signals a new chapter and a new relationship between the two countries. Pompeo praised Angola's president for his efforts.
He's increased transparency. He's helped financial institutions clean up their books. And he's pursued bad actors. I'm optimistic that he will continue to liberate Angola from corruption.
From Luanda, Pompeo travels on to Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia, and Oman. Jurors deciding Harvey Weinstein's fate in his sex assault trial are set to start deliberating on Tuesday. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Are you worried about the verdict?
Weinstein left court Friday to a flurry of questions from reporters. In closing arguments, his lawyers said the accusers are opportunists and that the prosecution created a universe that strips adult women of common sense, autonomy, and responsibility. Prosecutors told jurors in Weinstein's universe the women were merely ants that he could step on without consequences and implored them to focus on his conduct, not what the alleged victims in the case may have said or done with Weinstein afterward. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.